Okay, it's good to come back in after a win last week. Got another tough opponent within the division this week. Was also coming off an overtime win. So, we got a big challenge this week as far as, you know, guys are working hard to get down a game plan and what we're trying to go out and execute them against them. So we're excited about the opportunity. Any questions?
With Josh Robinson practicing again, what kind of role do you guys see him fitting into?
Well, yesterday was his first day, so we're just sort of, you know, working through the process right now, and we'll see where we're at and see how to match up some things as we go through the different situations within the game plan this week. But he's working hard. It looks good moving around, so we're excited to have him back.
Did it seem difficult for him to kind of ease back in, or do you think all the time he spent like on the practice field and in the film room helped?
I think it always helps, you know, being around, being in meetings. The biggest thing is you're not able to practice, so, you know, not getting the live reps of things and those kind of things. You like to wish we could have got those things done with him also, but I think he's ahead of it because last year, you know, going through the system, understanding, you know, the ins and outs of different things and then applying what he was able to apply this offseason. So we're excited about having him back. We just got to work through the process and see where we're at.
George, do you notice any differences between week two and now in their offense?
Yeah, I mean, you do. I mean, they've been more explosive. The quarterback's pulled the ball down and run a lot more, especially in the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, they've got some different matchups. They're moving 81 around quite a bit. The running game got going last week for them. So, you know, from that part of it, there are some things there matchup-wise that we've got to look at.
How about Kendricks? Do you see him maybe feeling more comfortable in the defense?
I think the more experience he gains, the more comfortable he's going to be. And you can just see him, you know, continuing to improve. So we're just looking for guys to come in here and compete every day and just want to see his improvement every day, not make the same mistakes, do a good job with the communication, understanding the different concepts and techniques that we're teaching within the scheme. And Adam's done a great job with getting him adjusted to all those things. So from that aspect, though, we're pleased where he is, but we know we've got to continue to work to get better.
Early on that maybe he played too fast and get to spots too quickly. Have you seen him maybe start to slow down?
Well, I think anytime you make the jump to this league from college, you're going to be moving pretty fast initially until you can see what the pace of the game is and how different things are doing. But I also think he was, you know, thinking a lot earlier. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the first time within this defensive scheme, coming from college, being in a 3-4. Now all of a sudden he's in a 4-3. A lot more communication expected out of the mic, all those different things. So I think it's been an adjustment period. I think he's still got a lot to learn. But the intriguing thing about it, he comes to work every day. He's a true pro. He pays attention to detail. He's able to transfer it from the meeting room out to the practice field. And he's able to, you know, perform on Sunday. So we're just looking for more continuing being consistent throughout the course of this year. Yeah, I think he's a lot more comfortable with a lot of the concepts that we're running now, just because he's seen it so many times, you know, from week to week, and in these first couple of games, it's been some carryover. So I think from that aspect of it, it's been good.
George, moving Calvin around, how does that affect you guys? Do you typically have Xavier move around with him?
Right now we're just going through looking at the different situations, what our best matchup is, you know, this week. And, every week there's a different way that guys try to create mismatches and, you know, to get you out of what it is that you're doing. But we're just trying to concentrate on us and what we're asking our guys to do to make sure they have a good understanding of what we're trying to accomplish off what they're trying to do to us schematically. So, you know, moving them around, they did it some really in the first game where he was inside playing the slot. He was inside in trips. So they have moved him around, you know, throughout the course of the year. So that's not something that's foreign to us. And we've just got to adjust what we're doing, whether it's pressure-wise, matchup-wise, to him.
When you've seen cornerbacks move with, you know, shadow receivers, typically you don't see them go in the slot. Are there corners that are able to also go in the slot?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on the call. It depends on your coverage and what you've got game plan for that week. Depending on by call or matchup, you can devise it however you need to. So it just depends on if you're in a man, if you're in a zone, or whatever concept you've got called for wherever they've got him located.
This last game, he had another break, looked more like typical Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, no, he caught a lot of deep passes. I mean, really got going. Quarterback trusted him, threw the ball down the field. I mean, he's making plays. Guys got him double covered, and he's still going up catching the ball. So he was, like you said, I mean, that's what he's known to do. I mean, he get the ball, locate the ball, being able to stay in bounds over there on the sideline, those type of deals. I mean, he's an extremely talented receiver.
You had Xavier in the boxing gloves the other week. Have you seen him respond since then? Have you liked what you've seen from him?
I think the thing we're trying to do is just keep refining his technique and get him to understand what it looks like for the referee as he's coming off a block. If he pulls or he disrupts the receiver out of the route a certain way, it's going to get called. And just making him conscious of that as we're working through the drills. But Xavier is doing a good job paying attention to the details and keeps working on the techniques and fundamentals. And that's all we're trying to do is just rehash, I mean, just reiterate to him, you know, what we're trying to get accomplished as far as the fundamentals and the techniques we're working with.
That teaching tool before?
You know, in the past it has been used. I mean, you know, different teams have used it. So it's not something that's foreign. It's just a way to get, make him conscious of not being able to grab.
Your D-line's been a little beat up. You feel like you're in okay place with that right now?
Well, again, you know, we'll have to see how the week goes, see who we got available. And as we work through the process, you get the best guys out there for the best matchup for this week. Right now we're going through the process and we're preparing everybody that we can, that we have on the roster to get prepared, to, you know, for this week. So that's what we do each week is we try to prepare who we've got and who's ever there. You know, we try to find the roles of what they can and what they can't do. And hopefully, you know, it works out for us on Sunday.
Zimmer said that Griffin was going through some treatments yesterday. Are you guys expecting him to be good to go?
I know he's here this morning, so we'll have to, you know, follow that throughout the course of the week. But I think Coach was very positive that he was fine. So, you know, we'll see as we progress through the week.
In your experience in the league, have there been other wide receivers that you've had to give as much attention to as you knew Calvin?
Oh, yeah. I mean, guy used to play here, Randy Moss. I mean, when he was here, you coaching against him, it was the same thing. You better know where he's located and what they're trying to do with him as far as a matchup. There's been numerous receivers across the league that we've had to do that to, just depending on who you've got covering him in a matchup from week to week.
Were you happy with what you saw from Sendejo last week?
I thought Sendejo, you know, again, he towards the latter part of the week, he got more healthy, felt like we could go with him. And, you know, one thing about Sendejo, he's a true pro. He pays attention to detail. He does a great job of communication. He did a good job of tackling in the game, did a lot better job with his angles. He's going to work to improve at those things from week to week. He's a very, you know what you're getting every day from Sendejo when he comes to work. So we were pleased to have him back last week in the lineup, and he did a nice job for us.
He hit Stafford pretty good last time around. Are you hoping that some of that sticks with him mentally a little bit?
Yeah, I hope we always get a chance to, you know, disrupt the ball with the quarterback. I mean, that's one thing that, like you said, we've done a pretty decent job of. So I know it's not big in the numbers of sacks, but getting the quarterback off the spot and, you know, making him feel you in the pocket, not setting up, not setting his feet, trying to get the ball out quicker. I mean, it gives you a lot better chance to cover. Pass rush and coverage go hand in hand together, and I think our guys understand that, and everybody's working to help, you know, each other out for that situation.
Good. Thanks.
All right.